one of my top one, two, or three albums of all time, and I think a lot of people's, is Son of Schmilson. Harry Nilsson was an incredible talent, and we lost him earlier this year. Had you been in touch in later years?
I did. I called Harry. I think we got together in 1991, about 3 years ago, and he took my wife and I out to lunch in Hollywood. We went to the St. James's Club, which was very nice, and we had a wonderful time. I hadn't seen Harry for a number of years. His health was very bad. He had diabetes very badly, and I forget what else was going on. You know, it was nothing illegal that he was doing particularly at that point either. But it was like the rough years had caught up with him, unfortunately. But he was still planning on doing some things. And then he had this heart attack, and then he had another heart attack, and that was it.
Now, I don't know, because I don't have the CD in front of me, which does credit all the individual players, every track, and that was another album that meticulously, fastidiously credited everyone. Yeah. But on that record, Ringo Starr, I believe George Harrison's also on it, and if I'm not mistaken, I think either three or maybe all four of the Beatles appeared, and yourself. Remember is the track that comes to mind for me.
Yeah, what a beautiful track.
Long ago, far away, life was clear. Close your eyes. Remember is a place from long ago. Remember, filled with everything you know. Remember, when you're sad and feeling down. Remember, turn around.
I remember Harry and I doing that, and it was just the two of us did it. The strings and that were put on later. And we did it one night at Trident Studios in London. It was probably around midnight, 11 o'clock at night, when we did it. And it was just magical. We got it in a couple of takes, and I did this very slow, drifting piano, this very ethereal piano at the end that got left on there. It was fun. But it's one of my favourite tracks, yeah.